The 3-week-old Yar'Adua administration is facing one of its biggest challenges to date as an indefinite general strike takes off this week in Nigeria. Union officials met and affirmed that a strike should start at midnight to protest a 15% increase in gasoline prices, the doubling of a value-added tax, and the privatization of two oil refineries by former President Olusegun Obasanjo days before he left office on May 29th. Unions are also pushing for a 15% pay rise. Talks between the government and unions have floundered, and the political opposition has come out in full support of the action. Ibrahim Modibo is spokesman of the main opposition party, the All Nigeria People's Party.
We believe that it is the right step in the right direction because it is an anti-people's policy that needs to be reversed, not only the fuel system but also the VAT. Now it's not only anti-people, I think it is criminal for anybody to just increase, arbitrarily increase fuel price without looking at the economic implications, you know, on the ordinary Nigerian.
Long lines have formed at fuel pumps across Africa's top oil producer as a strike by fuel tanker drivers entered its fifth day. The new administration is also grappling with an insurgency in the oil-rich Niger Delta, as well as tensions over flawed elections in May. Abdoulaye Jallow, an executive of the ruling People's Democratic Party, says a parallel strike could destabilize the new government.
A government that has come in newly with this type of problems, you know, it is an invitation to anarchy and chaos. And the only way for this issue to be resolved is to sit down on a table, not a strike. The strike will not solve this problem, because the strike may even make a certain cankerworm approach for the entire system to be destabilized.
The strike could affect oil exports, but previous strikes in Nigeria have generally been resolved within a few days. Gebede Castor for VOA News, Abuja.